Nebiel, episode 13. Unlucky for some.
Woo! But not for us!
We're both quite giddy this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we're recording it in the morning. We haven't had lunch yet.
Eamon's actually on telly.
I know. I'm watching him right now. The straight A student threatened with deportation.
I'm already there, mate.
All over this shizzle.
All over. My shizzle.
End of the summer broadcast, this. Sad times. September 1st.
It's our end of summer broadcast as well.
It's like Harry Potter went to school on this day.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. We were going to just get straight into the show today. Yeah.
I've got Crunchy Nut with me.
Because I spoke to you. We did the last episode quite recently. So I doubt, unless you've done something really interesting in the last 3 days.
Not that I'm not liable to talk about.
Not liable. Okay. Don't want to get taken to court.
Exactly.
I mean, that's completely okay. I respect you.
Okay, thank you.
My sister's gone to Borneo, but not that funny or interesting. Have we got a sponsor for this week?
This week, we're sponsored by Toast.
The food?
Yeah. Brown, white, jam, Marmite, butter, whatever you
Marmite's
want.
Marmite's not toast.
No, but you can have it. No, it's jam.
You can have it on toast, yeah.
Yeah, you can. There's a variety.
Beans,
Nutella, dip it in your egg. Make it French. Toast, fantastic!
Is that the phrase? Toast, fantastic.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the toast advert?
No. Shall we...
You need to get out more.
Right. Nebiel 13, unlucky for some. Whee!
Unlucky for some, but not your mum.
Theme tune. So then, after we collected the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading cards, we drove to the clown school to drop it off. And as we were getting out of the car, there were like 60 clowns getting out of the car behind us. You know, I just still don't know where they came from.
That was quite shit. Where did they come from? Hey?
It's like one of those old TV shows where it's just loads and loads of clowns and they come out of a car and you don't know where they're coming from.
Oh, it's magic, isn't it? Them clowns.
I don't know if it's a Yu-Gi-Oh card or me, I don't know.
You just don't know.
Last week we read out some letters because we read out a letter. We gave out the address, and
we've got some more letters now.
We got some more. I think the best place to start is with last week's letter. Now, Mark in Bromford got in touch, and he said how much he loved the show. From things like he works in an abattoir, so that's exciting. And he asked a question: if I die unexpectedly, will you look after my mum for me? And we had some questions, didn't we, Lee?
Just a few.
So, luckily, Mark heard it, and he's got back in touch. He says...
Yeah. Come on then, Mark.
Hiya, Nebiel. Mark from Romford here again. Thank you so much for reading out my letter on the last episode. It really cheered me up at the abattoir, after a bad day.
Oh, dear. What was his bad day? Abattoir?
My friend Steve accidentally slaughtered a dog, thinking it was a skinny sheep.
I'm thinking it was a skinny sheep.
Sorry, we shouldn't laugh. That's quite bad. We shouldn't laugh, Lee. He's since gone on sabbatical. Well, that's good. We hope Stephen's okay.
Oh, look at the sign.
Oh my god. That could be us, but you playing. On the note of looking after my mum, she's called Melanie. She's 65, wakes up at 7 a.m. on the dot, and likes to watch an episode of Flog It with Paul Martin. She lives
it's
in
7 a.m. Is the one on at 7 a.m?
No, I don't know. Maybe she records it.
Maybe, yeah, that's a fair point.
Maybe she's a technological old lady.
Oh, I've read about them.
She lives a fairly quiet day, sat in the conservatory, looking at the garden. Well, that's quite a nice day.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There is one thing you have to remember. He's put capital letters for have, and he's bold and underlined it, really using his word capabilities there. She needs to have her pills at 1 p.m, but she doesn't like them. So you need to ground them up and mix them into a slice of Battenberg cake.
Right.
Do you think you could do that, Lee?
Yeah.
Hope that isn't too much work, and I'd really appreciate it if you did look after her, if I died unexpectedly.
Oh, that's not too bad at all.
No, I'd be okay with that. I mean, she seems quite pleasant. 65. Yeah. Melanie.
I still don't think I know her well enough.
No, I don't know if maybe she's a bit like a dog and she just kind of sits there and doesn't do much.
I hope she's not a skinny dog, because bloody Mark's ready to execute it.
Stephen will get it.
No, I still need to know more, I think.
I reckon he can get in touch.
Yeah. Any other details, please? Just with anything, because we need to fill a character out a bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. With love, Mark and Romford. P.S. Loving the show off of Steve Wright.
Watch out, Steve Wright. We're coming for you, boy.
Did you hear him at the start of this week? So he had a week off after he had 2 weeks off. Off of Strictly sat in for him. Right. Awful. And then he came back this week and there was all, loving the show, Steve, so glad you're back, and all this. And he kept on reading it out. It's like, Steve, shut up. Stop reading your praise out.
Oh, dear.
Right, have you got a letter before we go to my other one that I've got in front of me?
Yes. I think we'll read this one out, okay?
Yep.
You ready?
I'm excited,
Hello, dear Nebs and Eels. Long time listener, first time emailer. I just wondered, why Eamon Holmes?
It's a question I ask myself every day.
Yeah. But why?
You can't choose the ones you love. Whoever this is.
This is Jess from Newark.
Jess from Newark. No, Jess from Newark. You can't choose the ones you love.
I very much agree with that. Well, well said, Benedict. Or Nebs.
Nebs. Jess from Newark is actually Neb and Eel. It's our names reversed.
Nebs and Eels. What is she playing at?
You get a long time listener. Question that.
Right. Do you want, we answered that one fast enough. Do you want
did
to
you,
read
did
out
she any... have a sign off? Did it just say Jess from Newark? Was that it?
Yeah, it's genuinely.
She felt. Did she not have more to say? Was that all that she felt that she need? She went to all the effort of emailing in just to say, why Eamon?
Yeah.
Maybe she's got a crush on one of us.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Happens a lot. Happens a lot.
I mean, when you look as good as us.
We're irresistible. Irresistible. Right, do you want to read out your next letter?
Yeah, it says, Dear Nebiel, I've only been listening for the last three episodes, and I've had an adequate listening experience. So adequate. Thank you. Adequate, yeah. Not hilarious, not great, adequate.
Okay.
I run a fishmonger's in Fife called Nell's Eels.
Nell's Eels. Right. I wonder where this is going.
And I have a deal to offer you. Oh, this is good.
Love a good deal.
I've bought a new boat to go get fish in because, you know, I'm a fishmonger / fishwoman.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd be willing to call the boat Neb Eel if you were willing to give me a sufficient advert complete with song and endorsement.
Oh, should we get a legal team on this?
I can give the endorsement, but the song might be a more of a struggle, Nell.
Well, we'll see. I think we can see what we can do. It can be a sponsor for 1 week.
Maybe we do that next week.
Well, we're backed up with sponsors.
Backed up. Nell, we won't forget about you, but this might not be immediate. Yeah, all
it might
saying.
Be a week or two.
We'd love the boat, though.
It would be out of this world good.
Thanks, Nell and Fife. P.S. Don't think about making a joke about me being a fishmonger. Fishminger.
Well, you said it, didn't you, Nell?
Or having stinky fish fingers.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
Or do your stupid racist Scottish woman impression. Okay. PPS.
Fishy fingers.
Fish minger, more like.
Okay.
Murder. I murdered the fish.
Anyway.
PPS. I guess loving the show.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, she was quite sweet, Nell.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely take a boat.
Yeah, I mean, would we get to use the boat? That's what I want to know. I'd hope so.
Yeah, please get in touch if you want to give us more. Do you know what I mean? If we're allowed to use the boat, do you know what I mean, Nell? Yeah.
Yeah. Mates rates, yeah? Babe?
Yeah.
Have you got another letter or is that it?
Yeah, I've got another one.
Yeah, boy.
Dear podcasters.
They don't even say who we are.
They don't, so we're already on the back foot.
Bastards.
You both seem nice. Oh.
That's a compliment. I'll take that. That's quite sweet. Yeah.
I'm going to ask this risky question.
Oh, worry now.
Because you seem so nice.
Oh, hello.
Why did you have no black guests on your student lolcast?
They were too busy going on to my student radio show In Search of the Perfect the SRA Selector with Benedict Jones, if you listen. They were too busy rapping on that.
Fair play.
Right.
That was from Julian in Oslo.
Julian in Oslo. My dad's called Julian.
An international listener. Oh, yeah. Is your dad in Oslo at the minute?
No, he's in Yate at work.
Oh, loser.
What a loser. He has been to Oslo, though, with me.
Oh, did he write this when he was there?
No, because that was like 12 years ago.
Oh, fair. He could have pre-guessed that we'd have no black... black people on our podcast.
And he probably would have known that I was going to host a podcast when I was 22.
Yeah.
I was thinking this, and I genuinely asked my parents this the other day. If when I was born, if I'd walked into the doctor, into the hospital, where I was born, whatever, what's the room called? Whatever, delivery room.
Delivery,
and bay, I said, hiya, I'm Ben, I'm that baby over there. I've travelled in time. do you think they'd like me? And my parents were like, yeah, of course we'd love you. And I was like, nah, though, you'd look at me and you'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
That seems like such a fun thing to do, though.
Yeah.
Go to one and just pick a
random... Oh, my God, yes.
Pick a random family and say you've travelled in time and this is what the baby's going to turn out like.
I know,
all you'd need to do is quickly look at some notes, get both of them's first and last name and find out if it's a boy or girl.
Yeah, try and get some facts about them and their family and then be like, oh, I can tell
so
you about
easy.
Your future. He'd be like, Nan over there, she's only got 3 years.
But it's
you're
all right,
funny
she goes in her sleep.
Yeah, she goes in her sleep, heart attack. Nan over there, yeah, all fun and games now. She won't be having that in 3 years. One too many cakes.
Because that's what sunk the boat she was on.
Well, that was letters for this week anyway.
Yeah, they were nice letters, I think. I
enjoyed that. I'm really enjoying the letters experience.
Yeah.
Lee, now.
Oh, hello.
I've got something very serious to do.
Okay.
I mean, I know you quite well.
Oh,
but
God.
The listeners don't.
They know enough.
They know enough. There's something that I want to get off my chest, and I just... There's a lot of really serious questions I want to ask.
Okay.
So basically, last night I found a Twitter account called What Would You Do If? And they have some really good questions, and I want to know your... Be as explanatory as possible. So explain your reasoning, your answers, everything. How you'd react, the sort of emotions and the reasoning for what you do.
Okay.
What would you do if you won an expensive Michelin star meal, but had to eat it off a warm bus seat?
Eat it. There's worse things to... I think I could eat it off of that. I think I could.
To be fair, though, if you eat the top layer...
But you can't see most of the minging stuff, all the germs and stuff, so I think I could
get away.
It'd
probably make
you
ill, though. I probably wouldn't do it.
No, I think I could. I could do it. Off a bus seat. Yes. Next!
What would you do if, every time you're about to do something dangerous, the theme tune from Casualty started playing in your head?
I would stop doing the dangerous things, because... Casualty always has 10 minutes of normal life, and then all of a sudden, you slip and break your leg. You jump off a ladder, or you... I'd genuinely not do the dangerous thing. There you go. Next. I'm good at these. Carry on coming.
What would you do if you sent your granny, or grandfather, sorry, an embroidered handkerchief for Christmas, and in his thank you letter, he said it would make a good spunk rag?
High five him and be very proud that he can still spunk at the age of 80.
Legend. What would you do if your sat-nav had a Rain Man star meltdown when you ignored it for a few turns?
Get a new one, probably. Simple as that.
What would you do if instead of ejaculating millions of tiny sperm cells, you ejaculated one giant sperm the size of a large tadpole with fangs?
Make it a bi-monthly wank.
A bi-monthly wank?
So I don't have to do it as often.
It'd probably hurt, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'd do. I'd try and fertilise it. So I'd find a woman and I'd say, hey, this is pretty cool. Fertilise them. And then it'd probably be a vampire because it's got fangs.
Oh, and shit.
And then you'd probably...
Well,
like...
no, because it's a fucking tadpole.
No,
it'll
the size
a
of a tadpole. Size of a large tadpole.
Right,
it's still sperm, isn't it?
I missed a key detail. Sorry.
And then I'd probably like phone up MTV and be like, yo, we're about to give birth to a vampire baby. Couple of this. And then it'd
Channel 4. Channel 4 is where the money's at.
Yeah, but MTV, I'd want a regular series. Channel 4 wouldn't give me a regular series.
They probably would.
Mm.
I've seen some of the shit they put on.
Actually, Channel 5 would. 10 Stone Testicle.
Channel 5 would, yeah. They've got fucking shit for brains as well.
Yeah. No, and then...
That's
and then
right, Channel 5. You've got shit for brains.
Shots fired from Leroy.
We'll probably get a letter of complaint from him next week now.
Yeah, they listen to this.
They do.
What would you do if your doctor delivered your diagnosis via Twitter with the hashtag 6 months to live?
Say that again, sorry.
What would you do if your doctor delivered your diagnosis via Twitter with the hashtag 6 months to live?
I don't know. Sorry, I haven't got anything funny to say to that. I can't think of anything.
You'd just be sad, wouldn't you?
I'd just be sad. I'd do the dangerous things, let the Casualty theme song kick in, eat a meal off a warm bus seat, and have a wank into a nun's eyes and get all tapped.
Nun's eyes. What would you do if every movie you watched had a hairy naked man in the bottom corner conveying the movie through interpretive dance?
Click record.
What would you do if your berry cheesecake tasted funny and you saw that the ingredients were blueberries, blackberries, raspberries and dingleberries?
I thought you were going to say Maryberry then.
No, next question, mate.
What would I do? Just throw it away. Simple. Next.
What would you do if you were a contestant on Great British Bake Off and your cake was so terrible that Mary Berry told you to go fuck yourself?
I would ask Mary Berry what she's doing on British Bake Off because she's not on it anymore.
Fine, Prue Leith. I would start fucking myself. I'd just get my dick out, start wanking and be like, is this what you wanted, Mary? Is this what you wanted?
Okay.
Thank you, Lee.
No, thank you, Ben. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think we can do more of those next week.
I think we can. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Lee, make sure you tune in to This Morning to find out how to spider-proof your home with Anthea Turner from Blue Peter.
Oh, thanks!
Right, what have you got next?
Do you want travelling questions or BritCon confessions?
I want some BritCon confessions.
Oakley Dokley! Are you ready?
Yeah, boy!
Right. I want Justin Edwards and Miles Jupp to cook me a 3-course meal and then spit roast me for pudding.
Who's Justin Edwards?
The guy he does that cooking show with on Note Radio 4. The tall guy. Tall ginger one.
So you want me to say whether it's a real confession or a fantasy? Yeah. I think that's real.
You think that's real?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Why right. Do we say it that weird way? Okie dokie. Is it because we're doing confessions? And you get all horny and you're like...
It's while I'm writing down the answer of your... It's my talking while concentrating on writing voice.
Do you do that when you're like having sex? Because you're concentrating and you're like talking while having sex? You're like...
No, because I said concentrating writing.
Okie dokie. She's like, yeah, can you just go a bit harder? Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. That was going very Matt Berry, wasn't it? Okie dokie.
Do you remember anyway, when I got a photo with him? That was cool.
Yeah.
Whoa, did you just see that on TV?
No, I wasn't watching. I was trying to get on with the podcast, mate.
Sorry, there's an advert for VI Poo. And this woman just did a literal, like, there were poos in the loo in the shapes of donuts.
Oh, nice.
It's quite impressive, isn't it?
It is quite impressive. Right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I want Sandy Toxfig, dressed as an elf, to pleasure me orally. Brackets, hoping Santa doesn't put us on the naughty list. Brackets closed.
Well, I don't get why it would be an elf fetish.
I guess because she's small, so it comes...
Do you think it's because she's
It's quite a topical one as well, isn't it?
Why?
And Scandinavian.
Well, why is it topical? Because
she's on Bake Off, isn't it? No, because she's on Bake Off.
Thank you.
That's why I picked that one.
I think it's... Yeah, that's a Fantas Lee. You've got a bit of a thing for old Toxvig. Can you do your impression of her?
An impression of her?
It wasn't the best impression, but it made me laugh.
Have I done one before?
Yeah, you did it on the student show.
I don't know how it would get... Hello and welcome to QR. No, I don't know.
That was the one you did. Do her on Bake Off.
I haven't watched Bake Off yet.
Just say hello. Ready, set, bake.
What is it? Ready, step, bake.
Ready, set, bake.
Oh, ready, set, bake. Well, that's just my voice, isn't it? Ready, set, bake. No, that's rubbish, isn't it? Sorry.
Oh, it's And then Noel Fielding's like, oh, the moon's just moved a little closer because of you.
There's glitter coming out my toenails because of you, Sandy.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
Right. Number three.
Yeah.
I have a recurring fantasy where Greg James...
Greg James features a lot on this.
He does a lot. Like, a lot. Where Greg James frantically bangs me in a Glastonbury tent.
I think that's real.
Okie dokie. What's her name? Alice Laverne, isn't it?
Levine,
that's it.
From Radio 1?
From Radio 1, but she does some bits of comedy stuff, doesn't she?
She had an online web series.
Yeah, she does.
That's comedy.
My dad wrote a porno.
That's funny.
I'd marry Alice Laverne. And also, Levine. I'd have a... Laverne. I'm thinking of Lauren Laverne because it's a radio lady.
And they're both quite similar. White.
They're just white, aren't they?
They're white and they like indie music.
I'd marry Alice Laverne. I'd also let her step on me.
To what you?
Step on me.
Step on you?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a Fantas Lee.
Okie dokie.
You're quite into being stepped on. You like the weight of a foot on your body.
Adore it. Right, this last one. Johnny Vegas, topless, Guinness in one hand, steak pie in the other. Woof, woof.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's a fantasy.
Right. Do you want to know your results?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I've just dropped some tea on the book. That's not good.
That is very bad. Are you okay?
I think so. You got... How many... you guessed them, so you presume you got... you got 3 right.
Oh, back to first week results.
Yeah, exactly. Back on top.
Love on top, yeah. Give me one that I got right?
One that you got right.
Oh, just one answer. One that was wrong, actually. One that I got wrong that was actually different.
The Alice Laverne one was actually one that I found.
Really?
Yeah.
That is surprising.
There you go. So, Ben, you've been places, haven't you?
I have been around the world, but I don't speak the language.
The world language?
Yeah, it's that Jason Derulo song.
Oh, right, yeah.
Been around the world, don't speak the language.
Yeah, I know, I'm familiar.
Talk dirty to me. Da, 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 da. That one.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to know some things about the world, if that's all right, Ben.
Please.
Have you ever solved the labyrinth?
The labyrinth?
Yes.
Off of David Bowie? No, I have not.
Okay, thank you.
Who did that question come from? Just you, or?
Yeah, just me.
Not the friends of the fellas of the forum?
No, they've got a question later, mate.
Oh, I'm excited. Thank you. I was just worried they might not make an appearance, and I really love them.
They will make an appearance.
I want to become friends with them, and I feel like you're kind of cock-blocking me.
I'm definitely not.
You're forum-blocking me.
I've read what they say about you. I don't think you do. number two. I bet bears have smelly breath. Do they?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Sorry, I just want to be factually correct here.
Okay. Right, this one's from the fellas in the forums. Are you ready?
I'm excited because I'm a big fan of the fellas in the forums.
Yeah, the fellas in the forums. We have good pants.
Which forum is it this week?
This week. The forum this week was the forums of the Australian horror film Black Sheep. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah. Well, I haven't seen it, but I know of it.
Well, the forums are still very alive. And that's what me and the fellas...
Not like the sheep, eh?
And that's where me and the forum, the fellas congregate at the moment. We have to keep changing because we get infiltrators in our gangs.
In your gangs?
Yeah.
Who are they? From Mum's Net?
Doesn't matter where they're from, mate. But they've got people coming from all over to try and get into us. So we have to... Into the gang.
Us
as a collective. Us, like, inserted in the anus.
No, okay. Okay, so they're trying to get into you, but in, like, a safe way.
In Safeway. Do you remember Safeway?
I remember Safeway. Do you remember Morrison's? Morrison's still a thing. What was the other
Morrison's
one?
Morrison's is very much a thing still.
What was the other one that used yellow as their colour?
Morrison's.
No, Safeway and... Netto. Safeway was green.
What? Safeway was green, white and red.
I used to shop at Safeways.
Yeah, we did, and then it turned to a Sainsbury's. Morrison's bought the whole brand, but ours turned into a Sainsbury's. But we already had a Morrison's around the corner, so that's probably why.
Fucking Mansfield, eh?
Yeah, there you go.
Do you remember Safeway? How it was actually the safe way to shop?
Nice. Anyway,
I'm going to tweet that from Nabil. Do you remember Safeway?
I remember Safeway walking down the aisles. Oh, what's this? It's 2-for-1 on duck, a toilet duck. Ooh. There you go, that's a nice little song for you there.
Very excited, thank you.
Maybe we should do a nostalgic song every week.
Maybe we should just remember. Just do a quick thing. Do you remember? And then, do you remember Kleenex?
Do you remember? Kleenex? Kleenex is still very much a thing, mate.
Is Kleenex still a thing, love?
It's still a thing.
Is Kleenex still round?
Tell me, Kleenex, right?
Do people still Kleenex stuff? Yeah.
I've not had a good Kleenex wipe in a long time.
Is menstruation still a thing?
What about teen angst?
I haven't menstruated in about 40 years since the old Woo-hoo! Men of Pause.
Okay.
Kurt Cobain still alive? He smells of teen spirit, doesn't he?
Right. Let's. Shall we get the fellas from the forum to ask the last question?
Yes. Right. Please.
So the fellas in the forum have informed me that there's rumours that you're in possession of a tie bride catalogue.
Of a tie-dye catalogue?
Tie bride.
Tie bride.
Is this true?
No, I wish it was.
Oh, fair, yeah, no, fair. Something... Like, there's not even a hint of lying there. I thought there would be, but no. And just to wrap up, I'd just like to say sorry for anyone who thought Larry Lamb was coming on the podcast. It turns out it wasn't him we was in contact with. It was a farmer doing false advertising, and we didn't want to interview him in the end because he wasn't a cheeky Cockney chappy that Larry Lamb is.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't EastEnders and Gavin and Stacey star Larry Lamb.
Exactly. I'm a celebrity star, Larry Lamb.
No, he was closer to Stephen slaughtering a skinny dog, Larry Lamb.
Yeah, that is true. And this is just a disclaimer saying we're sorry for any inconvenience caused. If you listen to this podcast thinking Larry Lamb was going to be on the episode.
He's not.
I'm sorry. On this downtrodden note, I'd like to say I've been Lee Wilkinson, a.k.a. Eel. This has been...
A.k.a.
This has been Benedict, a.k.a. Neb. And I'm sure from both of us, we'd just like to say a heartfelt sorry, and we'll see you next week.
See you next Tuesday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.